It was February. The long winter still prevailing, its harsh, cold air and bleak snow upon the ground. I was on yet another endless drive with no destination. This was my escape, my pod of sanction. No judgment, no responsibility, just me and my music venturing through winding cow paths of New Hampshire. It was easy to purposely get lost. Just take a left here and a slight right there, and you would suddenly be in some barren town that you've never heard of. I was lost in my head again and needed to set my thoughts free. I decided to go to a familiar place, a place that to me is a mini-paradise, Purgatory Falls. I approached the small dirt pit considered to be its parking lot. I pulled in and put the car in park. I sat there, subdued, ominous, meek. It was the year from hell. A year that felt as if you were dreaming, not actually existing, and in some respects, hoping that that feeling was true. I stepped out of the car and slammed the door behind me, a looming noise that lingered for a few moments as I slowly walked away. The snow and dirt crunched beneath my feet, toes becoming numb due to the insufficient shoes that I decided to wear. The trees huddled over my head, creating a shelter that provided no warmth, and the air was thin but felt refreshing in my lungs. I was alone. Only the sounds of a slight breeze above me in the trees and the slight trickle of a melted stream gave me company. This walk, though only a few minutes, felt like days. The trees started to clear and I could see the sun forcing its way to my face. I came upon the waterfall. It was frozen and beautiful. I was amazed by this once strong flowing current now crystallized. I stopped. Standing at the edge of a cliff, I looked down. There was only open air and eventually a shallow, solid puddle at the bottom. My feet were unable to function due to the cold, so I sat. Legs Indian style, arms crossed, and a hunched torso. I sat. So quiet. It started to consume my mind, bounding from wall to wall inside my head. I wanted to scream. I wanted to curse out the world for the year it had brought me. I wanted to smite every twig, every leaf, and every hard, cold rock upon the earth and blame them for my problems. But instead, I sat. Time drifted and my limbs felt as if they were no longer attached to my body. I was numb. Still alone, I stood up. As I stood up, my knees gave out, a quick panic exploding as my body hurtled over the cliff, but suddenly, a hand gripped my shoulder and pulled me back. I'm now lying flat on my back, eyes sealed shut, heart rushing blood to every part of my body, reassuring me that I was still alive. I opened my eyes. Above me, a young man, about mid-20s, stood. I remember his eyes. They were so blue. He smiled. He said nothing to me, just smiled. I closed my eyes and sat up. Legs still shaking, I stood. Thank you so much, I really thought I was going to die right there. With these words spoken, I turned around. And he was gone. Vanished. Within that quick moment of gathering myself together, he disappeared. I felt crazy. Was he really there? Did this really just happen? I looked around, confused, scared almost. Recollecting my thoughts, I flashed back to my brief moment of near death. Everything could have ended. My infinite thoughts, my relationships, small and big. My entire life, gone. Yet someone, or something, just helped me cheat my almost inevitable defeat. I was breathing. I was moving, still existing. I am a small speck on the spectrum of life. My problems are virtually meaningless at the end of the day. I'm 17 years old, and I have not even begun to live. And I will live. I will explore the beauties of the world, and I will not waste it away with self-loathing and pity. I started walking back to my car. I wanted to catch up with him and thank him for saving my life, but as the path ended and I returned back to that dirt pit, there was no sign of him. I was alone. A heavy breeze hit my face and I took a deep breath in. I felt alive. I felt renewed. I pulled the keys from my bag and got in my car. Just sitting, I thought about the man. Who was he? Where did he go? Was he real or just the cold getting to my head? I turned the key and the vibrations of the engine broke the silence. I put the car in drive and pulled out. Whether he was real or not, it was a moment of clarity and awakening. It's one life, and it's this life, and it's beautiful. I was alive, and I will live.